This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Before we get back into it, I need to make mention about what happened yesterday.
Well, what happened yesterday?
I took Dawson Henry Bouvier Cooper Murphy to the park, the normal park that we go to, and I let him off a lead, and it's all very protected and whatever. And I sat on the grass in the sun and I was like, you know, I was doing a couple of things on my phone. He usually just hovers around me. Anyway, I looked up after a minute, just a minute, and little Dawson's gone.
Oh.
So I was thought, I'd better go and find him. Might have gone into the bushes there. Okay. Yelling out, Dawson Henry Bouvier Cooper Murphy.
God.
Dawson Henry Bouvier Cooper Murphy.
God.
Jesus. Anyway, no one responded. I'm asking people in the park, have you seen Dawson Henry Bouvier Cooper Murphy? No, haven't seen him. And I'm thinking, wow, what's happened? So I thought I better race out of the and see whether he's gone out of the park onto the street. It's on High Street.
It's a mercy dash.
Mercy dash. And all of a sudden, as I go out there, I hear the tram slam on its brakes. I'm like,
Was Dawson trying to get a tram away from you?
I've got his Mikey. I'm
he's
off.
Like, right, that name. I'm.
This is really upsetting. This is a really upsetting
I'm
story.
Sorry.
Fuck you.
So at that stage of the time, anyway. The tram didn't hit him, right? He wasn't out there.
No.
And I'm just panicking. I've gone into that state of like, what, someone's stolen my dog. So I walk back into the park and this lady goes...
They'd have to be very strong to pick him up.
He's a heavy little thing, isn't he? Anyway, this woman said, are you looking for your dog? I went, yes. And she goes, oh, he's in the restaurant four doors down. And I was like, what? Yeah. So I ran down...
He's having a meal.
Was he?
Hello, my name's Dawson Henry Bouvier Cooper Murphy. Could I get a window seat
Can
for
I
one?
Have that warm bean salad, please?
I'll have a brioche.
And a white wine.
And finish it off with a latte. Almond milk.
Anyway, I found the dog.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys. Top three Justin Bieber songs.
Come
top
on.
Three? What top three? Nonsense. It's a beautiful song. It's great.
What a load of cods.
25 minutes ahead for a top of 14 degrees.
That's
in
a totally underutilised word,
isn't it?
Codswallop.
Codswallop.
It's time for this.
With Anna Murphy as the adjudicator, what could possibly go wrong? This is Dinosaurus. Only on Joy Breakfast
with
the Murphys.
Take it away, Tutiana.
That's right. It's Dinosaurus time. The rules again for those who have just joined us. Where have you been? I'm going to give out a song title. It's a one-word song title because Dean Murphy has requested that we do one-word song titles. And I've changed it using a thesaurus. So your test, Tim and Dean Murphy, is
nervous.
To... Tell me what the actual word
the
is.
Real
is.
Song
the real
title.
Song title.
Nervous.
Are
for
we
real.
Ready mm-hmm. for number Gosh. One?
Good luck, Dean.
Are you?
Thank you, Tim. Good luck, Tim. I'm sorry, I'm in the zone.
You are yeah, so clearly. Focused.
I'm so focused.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
First song.
Okay.
Trust.
Believe.
Oh my God, Dean Murphy. What have you done? Have you had your Barocca early today?
I told you, I'm just in the zone. I'm in the zone.
Oh, my God. Okay, all right. Tim, all right.
Are you feeling... I'm not in the zone. I had garlic last night.
Yeah, you did. Stay over there. Righto. Song number two.
Yes, please.
Wizardry.
Oh,
magic.
Oh,
my
gosh, good one. All I could think of is Hogsmeade.
song titles.
I was trying to think of what song is Hogsmeade.
Oh, there's a lot going through your brain.
There is, isn't there?
You think I'm an overthinker. Wow. Okay. Song number three. Toxin.
Poison.
I was singing the song.
Anytime you would like to join us, Tim. Tim Murphy, I'm suitably impressed.
I told you I'm good with the one words. And if I don't have to push buttons at the same time.
Oh, yes, exactly. Right, that's okay. Why
one
we
word.
Took things
focus,
off you.
Focus.
I know.
Song number four.
Yes.
Illusion.
Oh, make believe. Pretend. Fake ghost.
Illusion.
Trickery.
Illusion.
Pantomime.
Yeah. It's not real.
Can you give
it's
us a hint?
It's not real. It's a.
It's a mirage. It's an oasis.
Look
over there.
A couple of songs have got this title, actually. Oh,
it's not a
magic. By Mariah Carey.
Glitter.
Fantasy.
Glitter. That's a movie. I need you to get in the game.
Sorry, it was one word.
You've lost already. But
have we got one more?
Excuse me, I've got frog in my throat.
I see it.
Would we like the last one?
Yeah, we might as well.
No, absolutely.
Because I'm just allowed to sing Tim.
Dean Murphy wants a clean sweep here.
I'm finding my groove, okay. I think.
Is this one from the 80s?
Oh, 80s.
It's
90s. Oh, it's 90s.
Just wait. Song number five. Song number five.
Beat
is
it.
Bounce.
Bop.
Jump.
Bounce.
Oh, my God.
It's a clean
sweep. But more fun from
Congratulations, Dean Murphy.
Oh, thank you. And
Timothy.
Tim, thank you for participating.
I feel like the garlic did not help you.
I'm not having garlic again.
Right now, this is Dua Lipa on Joy.
Well done.
Now, listen, Christmas is around the corner.
It is, isn't it?
And we've all missed, we missed Christmas parties last year with work, you know, work Christmas parties and whatever.
I know,
and
I'm wondering whether anyone's going to do them. Are they back on?
They're back on.
Are they?
Yeah, they are back on.
I don't think our company's doing it.
Aren't they?
It's just a way to save
tight
money.
Asses. Yes. Yeah. Now, one particular gentleman who decided to go to his Christmas party, he's taken it to an all new level. You know when you have that one person at a
this
Christmas party?
This can go badly.
Well, he rocked up there and decided to polish off Guinness and double whiskies chasers.
I'm picking this as in Ireland somewhere.
This is somewhere. And he's gone. He's had a few of them. Like this is before dinner.
Oh,
right? So 50 minutes in, they sit down for dinner and old mate decides obviously he's going to have some fun. So he hugs the guy next to him and pours the Christmas cream for the pudding all over this guy's lap. That was the start. Now, you'd think that was bad enough, wouldn't you? You'd think you'd be... The entertainment turned up and there's a singer with a guitar. He was basically asking, you know, yelling out for karaoke songs, like harassing the singer, which is not good in any... It's not great, is it?
Not great.
No, but it gets better.
Oh,
He was so drunk he went to the toilets and one of his workmates found him in the toilet urinating all over the top of the toilet because he hadn't lifted
that's
the lid.
Disgusting.
And he leaned back and pulled a panel off and fell backwards onto the floor and urinated all over his pants.
With the cream,
again,
with everything else.
Yet again,
holding the guitar.
Sticking fingers. Yeah, he's got the
singing
strings
karaoke.
The
so
flossing his teeth in.
This good mate of his decided to take him home in the cab and they get to his...
Nice
what
friend.
A friend.
Yeah, we're lovely friend.
Because really, anything can happen now. We've got motion involved.
He lives in one of those semi-detached houses and he couldn't work out which was his. Of course, he went to the wrong one, which was the neighbour's, woke the neighbour up.
This is the best.
The neighbour's cracked it. He's still with his workmate, by the way. And then he rocks up to his mother's
house. Workmate. It's not even your best.
Hang on. His workmate.
So he got kicked out of the neighbour's house. Yeah, neighbor's rather than going next door, he's gone to his mum's.
No, you know, his mum, he lives with his mum.
Oh.
Which is the story. Even gets better.
Because, oh my God!
Yeah, he lives with his mother, and but she's deaf, so she couldn't answer the door. So anyway, they climbed around, and he finally found the spare key where they hid the spare key.
But, yep.
I mean, when you're drunk, you don't know where it is.
No,
right?
That's right.
Anyway, gets better. So he goes inside.
I feel like Dean's using a pseudonym. Yes, exactly.
There's a lot of detail that you're remembering from that night, Dean.
He goes inside where he proceeds to let out of a cage, while his workmate's there, his pet rats, right? But then pulls down...
It needs to be made into a major motion picture.
Pulls down his pants.
What?
And pulls all of them, pants and jocks down, and he's just running around with the rats running around him, waving his tallywhacker around. And so the mate left and go, wow, that's next level insane. And so then what happens is the next morning... He is meant to rock up because they're meant to go to work. So everyone's like, no one, he's not going to go to work. There's no way.
No.
So then what happens is they get a phone call because he's meant to be there at 7. But at 9 o'clock, they get a phone call going, I can't open the gate. He's on his push bike. and he's locked outside work.
This thing needs to be narrated by David Attenborough, doesn't it?
Yes.
As like, I know, as right? Like, this is what happens to them in the wild.
Early in the morning. Early in the morning.
The result of a late night out.
I know.
Trapped by the front gate.
I think quite frankly this morning, like honestly, you don't get too many of those, but quite frankly this morning, simply the best for him.
Yeah.
I've got nothing to add.
Wow.
Nothing.
Well, I'm telling you now. But
what's he going to do for New Year's Eve?
Who bloody knows?
Tickets on sale November 12th from Ticketek.
Joy sponsor. 14 minutes to 8. It's time for this.
Last Man Standing.
Take it away, Timbo.
Last Man Standing. Standing, I tell you what, snap on your thinking caps.
Oh, they're snapped.
Are they?
Locked, loaded, ready to go.
No, I just thought you had bad hair. Never mind. Your thinking caps.
Do you want to think about that?
I don't think.
Do you want to think about that comment?
I don't think you've got bad hair.
And Dean, you've just won. Well done.
It's the quickest game ever.
You should see the looks going on.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, well, especially when I'm staring at what I'm looking at on top of your head, mate.
That is true.
I think you've got good hair.
Thank you.
Certainly not John Frieda.
Anyway, on with the game.
All right. So, Last Man Standing, I'm about to throw out a topic to the two of you. Back and forth, back and forth. It shall go until somebody either repeats an answer that's been said or can't think of one, which you'll hear this. And we celebrate the winner at that point.
That's right.
Should we look at the scoreboard?
Yeah, sure. If we could, that'd be great.
Look over there.
Yeah.
The scoreboard says 19 apiece.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh.
Not happy about
that. Is this the first game that we've been... Yeah, this is.
Well, apart from the very first game when we were on zero all, you know, we're at the same point.
Get on with it, mate.
He's got a point.
Okay. Are we ready for today's topic? Now, I've looked back at our...
I just love this between you two today because it's not me. Great.
Our carryover champion is Anna, so yes. You'll be kicking us off.
Thanks.
Dean, you've got sloppy seconds.
Great, that's what I prefer.
Okay.
Wow. We'll be putting that on your tombstone. Well,
it's been test run, hasn't it?
He loved a sloppy second.
Rest
and a prawn dish.
Anyway, on with the game, shall we?
Today's topic is, are
yes.
we ready?
Yes.
Places.
Who's going first?
Me.
Oh, Henry.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I didn't hear that bit.
Been using your ears. Active listening I learnt today.
Yes.
Places that you go knowing it will smell bad.
The bin.
Thailand.
The tip.
Mum's sinkerator in Sinkerator.
Is that a place you'd go?
Well.
Okay, at where they kill all the meat. abattoir.
M-sex changing rooms.
Werribee.
And hello to all our Werribee listeners.
Just hear them switching off.
A place where all the birds are, you know, isn't an atrium? You know, like where all the bird poo.
Oh, yeah, the Avery.
Yeah, Avery, that's right. That's right.
Rotorua.
where the dog on the tucker box is. Gundagai.
That's Gundagai smells. You never going to know a spot.
Gundagai smells.
Okay.
At an active volcano.
Oh, that's good. Smell the sulfur.
The Sydney Harbour Bridge with seaweed on the beach.
Oh, I'm just going to take seaweed on the beach.
I mean, Sydney Harbour, you know, that's Sydney Harbour.
Just the beach.
With the beaches.
Yeah.
A cheese factory.
Ooh.
where they make smelly bombs from. Smelly nuclear bomb things.
Oh,
come on. They smell the bombs. When they go
ice. Thin ice. No, thin ice.
One of those body shop places with all the bath bombs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they don't smell terrible.
No, they do.
To me, they do.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's the most beautiful place.
Not necessarily that shop. But, you know, one of the shops with all the scenty things.
Oh, the golf course pond where the golf balls go in and it's never been cleaned. It smells, reeks.
I'm sorry, that doesn't pass. Absolutely.
Yay, finally.
I've had enough nonsense from you.
Enough nonsense. Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Well done. And a movie. The body shop.
No, well,
nothing
I didn't
smells
mean,
bad no, in the body
well,
shop.
Well, the bath bomb me places.
Yes.
Oh,
you can't say names,
God.
Can you?
No.
It's smells like.
I'm not saying
flush.
That
it's like
shop.
Flush.
Yeah. Particularly.
I know. But you mean. Did but
that,
say that shop.
Well, I didn't mean it. I meant I was painting a picture. It was like that kind of store.
I want people to call in and let us know whether they think that that's I've been ripped off.
Other people might like that scent.
Don't you jump on the bandwagon.
The pond at the golf course where the balls go in and it smells a bit because I haven't cleaned it.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys. 26 minutes to 9, heading for a top of 14 degrees in town. Time for this.
Excuse me, miss. Can you teach us about sex?
One of my favourite times of the morning. We get to talk to Lisa Tawney. Good
yes,
morning.
We do.
Good morning, team. How are you?
We're good. How
are
you?
Good. How are you?
Fabulous. I'm not usually here on a Friday. So
I know. We like a bit of sex talk on a Friday. Gets us going for the weekend.
Well, you know what I've just discovered, maybe not sex-related, or it could be, we'll leave that up to you, is that at the supermarket you can get a 12 Days of Cheese advent calendar. I'm pretty excited about that.
I'm very excited about
that. I don't know how to segue that into a sex talk.
I feel like we would have a great show together, you and I, Lisa.
Oh, my God.
But if you bought two, you could have 24 days of Christmas.
You go. Absolutely. Do you know what's always a delight to hear from you?
Now, Lisa, this morning we're going to be talking about love languages.
Clearly, love languages, food.
Food,
yeah,
cheese.
I love that, yes.
Do you know much about love languages? Have you heard?
I know a little bit. I've read the 5 love languages book.
Mine's a bit bogan, but I have a very, very nice bogan language that goes on in the bedroom.
One of his is like, oi.
Get over here. Get over here.
6 love languages, yeah.
Tell us about love languages. What are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about ways we express love, yeah? So, I'm trying to work out what your partner's love language is. It's just the book, The 5 Love Languages. It sold like 10, 15 million copies. It's quite interesting to see how this plays out. I see this in the therapy room with couples.
What are the different categories, Lisa?
Yeah.
Or so languages?
Words of affirmation.
Yep.
Acts of service, of doing things for others. Receiving gifts. Quality time that you spend with people and physical touch.
Yes.
Oh, I like the last one.
And you can be sort of dominant in more than, like, you can have a couple that you more prefer, don't you?
Yeah, can't absolutely. You? Yeah. But it's really interesting to see how conflict can happen when we have different languages, but it's like when your language might be different to your partner's, but you might not know it. You can see how conflict might come about.
Well, so for example, if your partner's words of affirmation, right, and they're going, you're amazing, but to feel love, I need someone to show, like, to do things for me, not tell me things. If that's where the conflict can come from. Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm just making it up on the spot.
No, it's true. You made up very well.
Thanks.
Conflict happen when, say, you were talking about giving gifts, like if I gave all the gifts and they're not giving me anything back and then I get really jaded?
Yeah, that can work, absolutely. So, for example, say words of affirmation, is my love language. And I tell you all the time, how fabulous you look and all these lovely things about you. And you're like, and then maybe this is my birthday gift, I've told you all these beautiful things and you're saying, but where's my present?
That's where you run into the problem.
You can run into problems like that. So it's actually around words of affirmation. Say I've written you a poem. I've written you a poem for your birthday, and I want to tell you all these things. And but you're like, yeah, that's all great, but I want to actually just spend time with you. Maybe quality time is the thing, but you've written this poem and you've gone off and done something.
What about if it's with me? What about if it's your birthday, for example, and your partner gives you, I don't know, just say a whole made up, like a whole bunch of things is written out for like gifts, like to be sort of redeemed. Without actually giving you a gift, but they've actually made The gift book.
I feel like this is something that's happened to you.
Yeah. Sounds very personal.
Do you know what I mean?
I do know that what was his
name. It's kind of like one of those things, isn't it? You look at it and go, well, that's cute, but where's the gift, you know?
Ah, yes.
Is that right?
The gift is in the giving, yes. So, yeah, but did those things eventuate, though? Did you redeem
Well, that's
vouchers?
What I'm saying. Did it happen? Like if someone gave you a gift to go to, I don't know, let's say a butterfly farm. And then you didn't go to the butterfly farm. Do you sort of go, well, I'm a bit jaded. I didn't go to the butterfly farm.
This is going. Look, I think what we need to know about this is understanding each other's love language can help us bridge some difficult moments in our relationships. Is this right?
And also, yeah, and also understanding your partner's interests. Do they like butterflies? Do they like
I mean, do they? Who doesn't like butterflies? It's a great present.
Well, sign me
up. That's great. Signed him up, yeah. But that's interesting.
I'm feeling sorry for the butterflies right now.
Poor butterflies. The maligned butterflies.
I'd rather go back to cheese as a love language.
That cheese advent calendar.
Cheese is my love language.
Yeah. Now, we had this from a listener saying, when do you know with a love language? How do you know when you're being too much, if you're going overboard with it?
When they say, can you just stop?
I was asking the professional, not you, and it was from a listener, thank you.
But that's a good question, actually, because that's about communication. Yeah. And so that's about being able to, for each person to say, your partner would be able to say, oh, look, you know, that I appreciate that's your love language. I maybe don't need that as much, but you've got to kind of meet in the middle, right? Mm-hmm. So this is how it all works. You've got to be able to recognize each other's love language and then say, okay, it's really important for my partner to give me that gift to go to the butterfly farm, right? So I've got to acknowledge and thank them for that. You can say, I'm not sure I'm going to get to that butterfly farm, but I appreciate.
What a lovely gesture.
What a lovely gesture.
What a beautiful gesture. Yeah. You know?
I feel like this is explaining a lot about why Dean Murphy might be single.
Yes.
Well, it was only one gift thing that I did. That was enough.
What was in the...
I'll clean up the dishes. Is another night. You can use that one as a voucher. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yep. And did the person take advantage of the...
We're not together anymore.
Was that the thing that broke you up?
No, Lyle. Lyle was the thing that broke you up.
I don't have to buy him gifts. I don't have to buy Lyle gifts. He knows where he's at.
I'm not sure what Lyle's love language would be.
Squeaky.
Lisa, gaffer tape.
Lisa, if people want to know more about love languages, where do they find you?
Oh, we've lost the plot in here.
Oh, goodness me. LisaTorney.com.au.
Lisa, we love you. So
thank you. We do love you.
See you soon. Thank you.
Bye.
I'm doing just fine now. It's over. I've been moving on and living my life. But occasionally I lose composure.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.